Chi va va?
Now, in a series of colorful drawings that move, a giant yellow sun rises into a golden sky. It lights up a huge savanna, a flat grassland that stretches as far as the eye can see. Dozens of animals stand up at attention, then start to move across the savanna. Huge gray rhinos with horns growing from their snouts, deer-like gazelles, skinny little meerkats, and sleek spotted cheetahs. Long-legged storks and pink flamingos flap into the sky. They fly over a waterfall which tumbles over a cliff as tall as a skyscraper.
From the day we arrive on the planet,
a mother giraffe and her baby.
Step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done.
Striped horse-like zebras.
There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high, sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life.
Hundreds of animals gather at the bottom of Pride Rock, a tall, flat ledge that towers over the rest of the savanna. Zazu, a small blue bird with a large beak, flaps to the ledge. He bows to Mufasa, a powerful, dignified lion with a thick red mane. Rafiki, an elderly baboon with white hair, slowly climbs up to the ledge and hugs Mufasa warmly. They walk back to a cave, where Mufasa's wife, Sarabi, cuddles a tiny lion cub in her paws. Smiling, Rafiki bends over Simba, the baby lion, and shakes his walking stick, which has two melons tied to it. Simba swats his paws at the melons playfully. Rafiki breaks one open. The wise old baboon dips his thumb in its juice and draws a line on Simba's forehead. Then he takes a handful of sand and sprinkles it over him. Simba's parents, Mufasa and Sarabi, smile and lean their heads together. Rafiki, who is much smaller than the adult lions, takes Simba up in his arms. Carrying him like a baby, he walks slowly to the end of the ledge, then holds Simba high in the air for all the animals to see. The antelopes jump up and wave their front hooves. The elephants raise their trunks in the air in a salute. The monkeys hop up and down, clapping with joy. The zebras paw the ground, sending up clouds of dust. High above them, Simba dangles from Rafiki's arms, looking small and scared. A ray of sparkling sunshine beams down on Simba like a spotlight. Far below, the animals bow down, their heads nearly touching the ground. From far away, we see every animal from the savanna paying respect to their king's new son. Walt Disney Pictures presents The Lion King. Now in a cave, a tiny mouse runs across the floor. Suddenly, a lion's paw pins it to the ground. A skinny, green-eyed lion with a scraggly black mane and a scar over his left eye holds up the mouse.
Life's not fair, is it? You see, I shall never be king. And you shall never see the light of another day. And you...
He opens his mouth.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to play with your food?
Zazu.
What do you want?
I'm here to announce that King Mufasa's on his way. So you'd better have a good excuse for missing the ceremony this morning.
Oh, now look, Zazu, you've made me lose my lunch.
Ha! You'll lose more than that when the king gets through with you. He's as mad as a hippo with a hernia.
Ooh, I quiver with fear.
Now, Scar, don't look at me that way. Help!
Scar! Drop him.
Impeccable! impeccable timing, Your Majesty.
Scar spits out the little blue bird.
Why, if it isn't my big brother descending from on high to mingle with the commoners.
Sarabi and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba.
That was today? Oh, I feel simply awful.
He sharpens his claws.
Must have slipped my mind.
Yes, well, as slippery as your mind is, as the king's brother, you should have been first in line.
Scar snaps at him.
Well, I was first in line. Until the little hairball was born.
That hairball is my son and your future king.
Oh, I shall practice my curtsy.
Don't turn your back on me, Scar.
Oh, no, Mufasa. Perhaps you shouldn't turn your back on me.
Is that a challenge?
Temper, temper.
I wouldn't dream of challenging you.
Pity. Why not?
Well, as far as brains go, I got the lion's share, but when it comes to brute strength, I'm afraid I'm at the shallow end of the gene pool.
Scar slinks away.
There's one in every family, sire. Two in mine, actually. And they always manage to ruin special occasions.
What am I going to do with him?
He'd make a very handsome throw rug.
Zazu!
And just think, whenever he gets dirty, you could take him out and beat him.
Zazu flies next to Mufasa, whose golden fur glows in the sunshine. Later, gray storm clouds hang in the sky, showering the savannah with rain. Now, high in the branches of a tall tree, the old baboon Rafiki draws a picture of Simba on the tree trunk with the juice from a melon. Rafiki has brown fur, a red nose and blue-striped cheeks, white hair and a long white beard. He studies his drawing and smiles.
Simba.
Rafiki draws a line across the picture's forehead. Early morning. Simba stands at the edge of Pride Rock and looks out over the savannah. Grinning, he runs back into the cave where all the lions lie sleeping.
Dad! Dad! Come on, Dad! We gotta go! Wake up!
He steps on a lion.
Sorry! Dad! Dad!
My son is awake.
Before sunrise, he's your son.
Dad! Come on, Dad!
Simba tugs on Mufasa's ear, then headbutts his cheek.
You promised!
Okay. I'm up.
Yeah!
Simba races outside, followed by his parents. Sarabi smiles and nudges Simba gently toward his father. The two sit side by side, watching the golden sunrise.
Look, Simba. Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Well, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba.
Later, they stroll across the grassland.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
But Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
Good morning, sire.
Good morning, Zazu.
Checking in with the morning report.
Fire away.
Well, the buzz from the bees is that the leopards are in a bit of a spot.
Oh, really?
Simba chases a bug.
What are you doing, son?
Pouncing.
Let an all-pro show you how it's done.
I told the elephants to forget it, but they can't.
Zazu, would you turn around?
Yes, sire. The cheetahs are hard
stay
up.
Stay low to the ground.
Cheetahs never prosper.
Yeah, okay, stay low to the ground, right, yeah.
What's going on?
A pouncing lesson.
Oh, very good. Pouncing. pouting? Oh, no, sire, you can't be serious. Oh, this is so humiliating.
Try not to make a sound.
What are you telling him, Mufasa?
The lions are gone.
Mufasa? Simba?
Simba pounces.